She types in 80. The line is steeper still, but it's not totally vertical. Ooh, it's infinity, isn't it? It's never going to get there. Renee is close, but then she reverts to her original misconception. So what do I need, 100? Every time you double the number, you get halfway to the y-axis, but it never gets there. She types in 100. It's closer, but not quite there yet. She starts to think out loud. It's obvious she's on the verge of figuring something out. Well, I knew this, though, but I knew that. For each one up, it goes that many over. I'm still somewhat confused as to why. She pauses, squinting at the screen. I'm getting confused. It's a tenth of the way to the one, but I don't want it to be. And then she sees it. Oh, it's any number up and zero over. It's any number divided by zero. Her face lights up. A vertical line is anything divided by zero, and that's an undefined number. Oh, okay, now I see. The slope of a vertical line is undefined. Ah, that means something now. I won't forget that. Over the course of his career, Schoenfeld has videotaped countless students as they worked on math problems. But the René tape is one of his favorites because of how beautifully it illustrates what he considers to be the secret to learning mathematics. 22 minutes pass from the moment René begins playing with the computer to the moment she says, "Ah, that means something now." That's a long time. "This is eighth grade mathematics," Schoenfeld said. "If I put the average eighth grader in the same position as René, I'm guessing that after the first few attempts, they would have said, 'I don't get it. I need you to explain it.'"